Previously on Left Behind.
I talked with Chang about you.
Captain Steele, I am only here to assist the cause in whatever way I can.
George, counting 9 uniformed armed GC directly above to the west.
All senior command personnel are to meet in the Potentate's office at 1500 hours.
2 sightings in 1 night? Okay, that's it. Let's just step outside in 1 smooth motion and shut the door behind us. And...
Based on Armageddon, the 11th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 122 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Smitty, change of plans. I just confirmed how mobile I am here.
How's that?
Did a little dance around Carpathia.
Literally?
Have Chang explain what he's been doing since the darkness landed. I got the idea from him.
Okay, so what's the new plan?
I'm heading up to the executive suite to see what I can learn. I'll meet you at Chang's as soon as possible.
You do, of course, realize, Captain, the longer the Gulf is on the runway, the greater our risk.
Noted. I'll try to be quick. You guys all packed?
He's ready to go.
Good. Be there shortly.
Everyone is. Well, because of the pain. It's like this darkness itself is pushing on me, and it's the same for everybody. Hold on a minute, Mom. Is someone there? Can I help you? Sorry, Mom, now I'm hearing things. I better get off. This meeting's coming up, and I don't even know what he's going to want. Exciting? No, not for a long time. He is not the man I thought he was. Oh, in every way. Mean, cruel, vicious, egotistical, selfish. I swear, I'd need a thesaurus to... Well, I can't. No, of course I can't. Where would I go? What would I do? I don't know, Mom. I'm just saying it can't end well. Well, I'm sorry, but I mean it. Now, don't, Mom. I'm not planning anything rash. I know you have. We all have. All but Uncle Gregory, I guess. He's still holding out, right? No, don't tell me. I don't want to know. That way, if somebody asks, I'll be able to tell them I don't know. Just tell him I'm proud of him and keep it up, but be careful. You and Dad be careful, too. If you're caught helping him in any way... I gotta go, Mom. Stay well.
You have some mock...
Shh! Give me 5 minutes.
Who's there?
Meet me down that way.
I demand to know who's in here.
Whoever it was, you just left.
And how long have you been in here?
Long enough to know about Uncle Gregory.
What about him?
I can help your uncle.
Tell a soul I'll deny every word.
Don't you want him helped?
You're trying to trap me.
I'm not. If I was GC, I wouldn't be able to see, would I?
You can't see.
I can, and I can prove it. Your colors don't match.
You couldn't prove that by me, idiot. I can't see them either. I dress by touch these days like everybody else.
My mistake. Hold up some fingers. I'll tell you how many you're holding.
How's this?
Okay. 3. And your right hand is facing me.
How do you know that?
You mean how can I see?
You can't see.
Then how do I know you're showing me 6 fingers now, all 5 on your left and the index on your right? I can see by your face you're starting to be convinced. You're hiding your hands under the desk.
Stay
now,
where you are.
That would be no fun.
Stop that.
But this way I can see your hands again. They're balled in your lap.
Okay, so you can see me. How?
Because this darkness is a curse from God, and I'm one of his.
Are you serious?
I can help your uncle, Crystal.
How do you know my name?
Were you implying that he's not yet taken the mark?
What if I was?
Then it's not too late for him. Is he a believer in Christ?
If you think you're going to trick me into telling you where he's hiding, you're...
I don't need to know that. You'd be foolish to risk telling me. And anyway, didn't you tell your mother not even to tell you where he was? If you really want to help him, tell him to log onto the website of Dr. Tsion Ben Judah. Can you remember it if I spell it for you?
You think I don't know that name and how to spell it?
Okay. Sorry.
His website is how I know it's too late for me, my parents, and my whole family. Not that I've ever looked at it.
I'm sorry, Crystal.
You're sorry? How do you think I feel?
You're better off not telling anyone I was here, right?
Why would I? They couldn't see you anyway. What would they do, feel around for you?
Good point.
You're a Judahite?
I believe her in Christ, to be more precise.
Well, tell me something, then. What's the deal with it being too late for people who already took Carpathia's mark? We don't still have our own free will?
That is a good question. Apparently not.
So the statute of limitations ran out on me when I made the big choice.
Well, then for sure. Maybe even before that. I'm not going to speak for God.
Oh, but you are kind enough to remind me it's too late.
Not my call. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, what's the story here? No engine sound, and the lights are off. But that's definitely a GC personnel carrier. All right. Are you in there? If so, how many? And if not, where are you? Oh, the fresh air feels good. You should have brought the binoculars. I guess the radio would have been a good idea. I can't tell from here if there's anybody inside. Or if they're out here with me.
Excuse me. You really shouldn't have said anything in the...
Brother! 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 You! Who are you? What are you doing here in the palace of the Antichrist?
I have the same questions for you, but how about lowering your voice?
Good. Oh, yes. Where can we go to speak?
I have colleagues in private quarters. We can talk there.
I'm not sure I could wait that long. This is so exciting. How far?
Shh. 6 stories down, next wing over. Elevators this way.
Oh, you live here? In the palace, I mean? You work here?
Used to. Now I'm with the underground. We're getting our mole out of here while we can.
Oh. I was going to ask if you were the mole.
No, used to be. One of several. We're down to just this one, or at least that's what we thought. Are you from here?
Oh, not 6 miles away. Can you believe it?
We've got company. And remember, most of the elevators and the corridors are bugged.
Are they?
Come on.
Oh, okie dokie.
Breaks my heart.
Not mine, but I'm working on it.
All right, this is the place. Let me introduce you.
Yeah, good.
Who is it?
It's me, and I don't want you to be alarmed. I have someone with me.
Who?
Friend. We need to talk. Inside?
All right, come in.
Now check his forehead and then put the sidearm away, Smitty. Who knows what you'd hit in the dark?
Well, how do you like that?
I can talk? We're okay here?
Yeah, hi. We need to keep working, but who are you?
Otto Wiesel's the name. German Timberman. Judahite. Head of a small band of believers right here in New Babylon.
Really?
Oh, welcome, brother.
Oh, thank you, yes. My brother. Oh.
And the head of the movers, you have the mark as well.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
And the young lady.
I am so happy. I would like nothing more than to give you a big hug as well, but without the permission of your father, I could get myself into soup, huh? Yeah? Her father, you?
No.
You? No, for a number of reasons.
Okay. I know she's not your daughter. Are you two married?
Excuse me?
My father is not here, but if the permission is mine to give, you have it.
Oh!
Dude, I'm Naomi.
Oh, it is good to meet you, sister. I'll be brief. I know you're on the mission and you've got to get going. My friends and I, we consider ourselves fulfillments of prophecy. We were holed up in Germany and God led me to Revelation 18. You know the passage?
We're familiar with it.
It talks of the coming destruction of this city. On the 4th verse says, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share on her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. Well, you could have knocked me over. Come out of her, my people? What were we supposed to make of that except the obvious? God's people, at least some, were going to be here on turn just before this happened. So nearly 40 of us packed up and headed this way, and it's been no cakewalk living here. We lost 6 of our members since we've been here, 4 all at once, and 2, I have to say, were my fault, to my eternal shame. But we will see them again, won't we?
Yes, we will.
Something else I couldn't wait for was this plague of darkness. When it hit, we realized everybody was blind but us. I got it in my head I wanted to see this place, the compound, the courtyard, the palace and all, especially the potentate's office. And who should I run into but you?
Excuse me, this is all very interesting, but Rayford, I need to show Naomi the, you know, inner workings David set up here, and I think we need to get going.
Right, and I'll feel more comfortable if Abdullah goes with you two.
Right.
I want to head back to Carpathia's office, see if Otto and I can crash the big meeting, find out what's going on. Otto, you in?
Oh, I'd love to come. That's why I was there, but I was so startled to see someone with the mark of
Otto,
the...
Otto, we need to move.
Okie dokie.
In 20 minutes, or they're asleep. Or, well, who knows where they might be if they're not in the vehicle. Either way, it's starting to get light, and I've got nothing to show for my little field trip. So, it's time to quickly get a closer look.
Now that we are all here, let me encourage you to keep your painful outbursts, your comments, and your questions to a minimum. Chief of Security and Intelligence, Suhail Akbar, has the first item.
Thank you, Excellency. Forgive me, sir.
Suhail, please.
Apologies, Highness, but I don't know.
Control yourself, man.
I'll try, sir. Our primary concern, ladies and gentlemen, besides the obvious, is that...
What's more important than the obvious? We've got to find a solution to this.
Who is it that is speaking? Vajpayee! Is that you?
Indeed. Excellency, I simply want to know...
Brahman, I simply want you to be quiet. How dare you interrupt a member of my cabinet?
Sir, it is most important
What is most important is that the only response to your offense is an abject apology, and it had better be immediately forthcoming.
I am sorry, potentate.
That was hardly abject. At a time of international crisis, I cannot imagine such insubordination. I am of a mind to have you...
Do what? Put me to death as you do anyone who speaks his mind? I tell you, I would rather be dead than to live like this, in the dark, in pain, no relief in sight. And yet you carry on
like... Show yourself, Rahman. Do it now!
All right. I am here, within arm's length of you. Kill me for daring to speak my mind. Or reveal yourself as a coward.
Suhail, take this man out and execute him.
So you are a coward. You will not do it yourself. At least give me that much respect.
I have only contempt for you, Rahman. You have disgraced your position with the global community, and I will...
Kill me yourself, you impotent...
As you wish! The real tragedy of the moment is that without light, none of you can see that in my hand I hold Rahman's still beating heart. Yeah, listen. Yeah. Any other dissidents? Ah, good. If not, Suhail, proceed. And when you are finished, get this corpse out of here.
Yes, Excellency. We have a report that an aircraft has landed at the New Babylon Airport this afternoon. We have no record of a filed flight plan and urge caution on everyone's part.
The occupants of that plane do not respond to loudspeaker orders to identify themselves. I will personally inspect it at the end of this meeting.
Very good, Excellency.
That's our cue. We've got to go.
Excuse me? Did someone say something? I am hereby calling for a meeting of all 10 heads of the global regions in 6 months' time. We shall meet in Baghdad. Meanwhile, we will move our command post into the light at Al-Hilah. As many of you know, and if this is news to you, I expect full confidentiality. Al-Hilah is the location of our vast storehouse of nuclear weaponry, voluntarily surrendered to us by the rest of the world some 6 years ago. That will prove most useful to us in this ultimate effort and final solution. Now, I plan to begin amassing fighting forces in Israel. All available military personnel in the United Carpathian States who are not already assigned as peacekeepers or morale monitors will be expected to report for duty in the Jezreel Valley for combat training. As for our relocation to Al-Hilah, be ready to move out in 24 hours.
What about our workers, our departments?
They will stay. And they must not know where we are going or even that we are going. Is that understood? Understood! Then get about your business. Mr. Akbar and Reverend Fortunato and I will make our way to the airstrip.
Call every elevator car, push every button on each, stall them as long as you can. I'll take the stairs. I'm going to make sure the others are out of Chang's place. We have to be gone before Carpathia finds out who we are. Got it?
Got it. The Chang's are trusting me.
If you were hoping to come with us, it's not going to work unless you can get
out. No, if you arrange that later, I wouldn't come without my people anyway.
Okay, if you happen to see my crew before I do, send them directly to the plane.
Got it.
How's it going, hon? Hey, you know, I feel real guilty letting you take watch when you work so hard all day with the co-op. Hey, Chloe, you've got something on the motion detector here. Chloe, we got a bogey at 10 o'clock here. Better call George. Chloe? Oh, hey, big guy. It's okay. It's okay.
Where's Mama?
Hang on, bud, here. Why don't you just lie back down and go to sleep? It's still pretty early, okay? There you go. You're a good guy.
Hello?
Ming, sorry to wake you, but I've got a little emergency here.
That's okay. What's up?
Could you watch Kenny for a little while, please?
Sure. Where's Chloe?
I don't know. I think she might be outside.
Be there in less than a minute.
Okay, thanks. George, you there?
Ray, where are you right now?
On the runway. I can see Carpathia's glow coming this way, but it's going to take him a while. You and Albie are still in Al-Basra, right?
Yeah, that's where you told us to be.
Can you two get over to Al-Hilah?
We've been sitting here like a past two hen, ready to go.
I'll take that as a yes.
Right, I figure you pretty much want to know what NC and the boys are up to, right?
Yep, ideal would be your finding out where they're meeting in Baghdad and bugging the place for us.
Well, sure. Just tell them I'm the new valet, and can I have a few hours in the meeting room before everyone else gets there?
If I thought it was easy, I'd do it myself.
No, don't worry. Albie knows everybody. If it's going to get done, he's the guy. Yeah.
Here comes the rest of my crew. I'll check with you later.
All right, be careful, Ray.
Thanks. Good timing. Is this everything?
Yep. Oh,
we're on it all the way, Captain, thanks to this young genius.
Let me get the door.
Actually, I was just showing off. I was showing Naomi how David bugged the whole place and that we could actually listen in on Carpathia.
So you heard what he did to the Indian?
Oh, yeah.
Could we please talk about something else?
Excuse me, let me get up front.
Is that him coming towards us?
Yeah, that glow gives him a little visibility, but not much. Smitty, crank her up.
A moment, please, Captain.
Well, what are you waiting for? Let's move out.
How far do you assume he can see?
As far as he glows. Now let's go.
He's far enough towards the center of the runway that he's going to walk right by us.
He's gonna see the wing.
Keep it down, everyone. I'm sure he's listening.
That's freaky.
He's going behind us.
He's got another 4,000 feet of runway to walk if he's using that to find us.
He's still going.
Hey, Smitty.
Yes, Captain?
Kind of a shame we couldn't get the mills up to speed really quick right now, huh?
Oh, blow him around a little.
You're reading my mind.
Give me another 30 seconds, and we'll be able to mess up his hair before he can get to us.
Sounds like a plan.
George, come in, please.
Go.
Chloe's not over there, correct?
I just woke up. Or Priscilla just woke me up. If Ming called her. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking no.
I got a motion detector going off, and Chloe's missing. How soon can you get over here?
I'm on my way.
Nicely done, Smitty. That little tail wiggle as the engines were spooling was a nice touch.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Just think of this as a 40 million Nick hairdryer.
Well, let's get this hairdryer to altitude and heading west as quickly as possible. I miss seeing the sun.
Oh, you got it.
Captain, may I speak with you?
Sure.
I'm not sure how to ask this, but is what I heard back there normal for you people?
Nothing's normal anymore, Naomi. Now, come on, you've been through a lot yourself.
I've never heard a man murdered before, and I've never walked through so many hurting people without being able to do a thing for them.
Trust me, you weren't alone in feeling that way.
Captain Seal, Chang's not doing well, you know.
Why is that?
As crazy as it was, for a while now this has been his home.
I should think he'd be glad to be gone.
I pray he'll come around when he experiences Petra.
You'll keep him busy?
Oh, yes. I wish I could have met with Mr. Hasid. What they did in the palace was remarkable.
When you think about it, a good bit of David lives on in Chang. So, in that sense, you have met him. You going to be able to duplicate most of your monitoring from Petra?
That was actually Mr. Hasid who created the remote access gateways to the servers Chang's been using all along.
And those gateways are hidden?
Oh, in the most remarkable ways. The power conditioners in the computer center have IP addresses for remote monitoring. Chang showed me how they use those addresses to land on any of the servers or the three mainframes. Even if they change everything once they find him gone, he can still get it. As I said, sir, it's very impressive.
I'm going to go ahead and take your word for it. Yeah, excuse me, sir. Steele.
I've been trying to get a hold of you. Is your phone down?
Had it muted for the palace mission. Planned on reporting in once you guys woke up.
We've got a situation.
Why are you whispering, George?
I'm outside.
Why?
Ray, we can't find Chloe.
Did you find her?
No. We covered 2 square miles, but didn't find a thing.
Everyone's up, praying.
I'll set up a command center in the workout room.
I'm not sure how much help I'm gonna be.
You get sleep?
Yeah, I slept. But obviously, I shouldn't have.
Brother, you need to snap out of it. Pretty quick.
Yeah, well, easy for you to say, Sebastian. It's not your wife out there.
I'm only gonna say it once. Maybe you're just a little mad at her because it appears she neglected to follow protocol and skipped a lot of steps here. Maybe you're feeling guilty about getting some sleep. I don't blame you. I don't, but I'm telling you, we need everybody on this. Now, you want to find her so we can get her back here safe and sound, or you want to assume the worst and start grieving now?
George!
I'm not trying to be a problem here. It's just that there's nothing we can do outside in daylight unless we know the coast is clear. Meanwhile, we've got to come up with a plan. And we don't need Buck sitting here feeling sorry for himself.
All right, George, I got it, okay?
Okay. So you in?
I'm in.
You and I are all right?
Of course. Right.
If Chloe did go outside, why didn't she tell someone?
Hold on. Hey, that's gotta be her. Haul open the vehicle bay door.
Oh, hang on, wait.
That's GC.
What?
No!
What? Three vehicles. As many as 20, maybe 24 troops.
Oh, Chloe.
All right, people, we're on full alert.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Armageddon by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Sound design by Glenn West. Music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.